Treasury Secretary John Snow says the Bush administration is still committed to a strong dollar. In remarks to a business audience in Washington, Mr. Snow said nothing about the dollar and global currency markets. But afterwards, he told reporters that while the administration favors a strong dollar, its value should be determined by market forces. He gave no indication that he's concerned by the dollar's ongoing decline against the euro and the yen. In his speech to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Snow extolled the fast pace of economic growth that in recent months has erased worries of a double-dip recession.
No prospect of inflation right now. Interest rates the lowest in 40 years. And most fundamentally of all, people starting to feel a lot more confident.
The brief and shallow 2001 recession has given way to over 4% growth, a booming stock market, and rising corporate earnings. Mr. Snow said the administration is concerned about the widening government budget deficit and is determined to do something about it.
The administration is committed, and not just rhetorically, but to taking the steps to make the rhetorical come to pass, committed to cutting this deficit in half over the course of the next 5 years. Now,
Mr. Snow was a long-serving chief executive of a transportation company before being named Treasury Secretary 1 year ago. He said the administration wants to remove longer-term impediments to growth, particularly the wave of class action lawsuits that he believes jeopardize the survival of many American companies. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.